Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 40. In this episode, we're going to be talking about up-and-coming learning management system that's got some traction. We've got some good things to say about it. We've got some bad things to say about it. We're going to be controversial as normal. We're going to be talking about Tutor LMS, but also we're going to be talking about some of the other leading learning management systems that you should know about to help you build your membership website on WordPress. Should be a great discussion. I've got my ever patient, ever insightful co-host, Spencer Foreman. So, Spencer, would you like to quickly introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Spencer Foreman from WPLaunchify.com on all social media at Spencer Foreman. Leave the E out of Foreman for savings.
How's your hot tub today, videos going?
Today, I will say, you know, one of the things I have launched the LaunchKit platform, which includes daily almost videos and newsletter emails that show people a simpler way to achieve success with WordPress as a platform. Like a SaaS rather than the stuff, you know, the tinkering.
You seem, as I watch the videos, you seem to go pinker and pinker though, Spencer.
Pinker? Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get as much color in before the sun goes away because Chicago only has two seasons, you know, they have winter and construction. We're in construction. So what has been happening is that, I did get in my hot tub. I started very early at 6 o'clock because I rise with the roosters. And all I wanted to say was that,
it's not boiling a lobster.
I struggle trying to make things simpler when the world tries to become more complex. But because I'm like yourself at an age where my back and my health, like every day is a delicate tightrope walk, like one of the Walendas, when I get up to do all the things I got to do to make it to a certain point. Today, I achieved all of those, my walk, my stretch, my yoga, my breakfast, my coffee, my da-da-da-da. And I ended up getting in my hot tub and not showing up at the show all sweaty. I'm very proud of that.
That's great. Before we go into the meat and potatoes of this great show, folks, we've got a couple of messages from the major sponsors, and we'll be back in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out and give Sensei a try today.
Hi there, folks. It's Jonathan Denwood here, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Zolo.com. If you've got a WordPress website, a membership website, and you're looking to link it with a great financial management package, Zolo can provide this solution. So all your bookkeeping needs are done through Zolo. If you need new inbox email functionality and you don't want to pay the high charges that Google will charge you, Zolo offers a great email inbox platform. They've got over 50 apps and services that all integrate fantastic with WordPress at great value levels, and they almost always offer a fully functioning free product as well. So it's just amazing value. Also, if you're a WordPress developer or agency owner, Zolo are looking for great partnerships in the WordPress space. To get all this information, all you have to do, folks, is just go over to Zolo.com, and they have the products that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Zolo, for supporting WP Tonic and the Machine Membership shows. It's much appreciated. We're coming back, folks. I just want to point out we've got some great special deals from the sponsors. Plus, we got a curated list of all the best WordPress plugins that will help you build a great membership website. To get all these free goodies and also will save you a ton of time, all you got to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals, and you'll find all the goodies there. Plus, you should sign up for the WP Tonic newsletter, which is all about, normally about this show, gives you extra information, and it's fun. So what more could you ask for? Probably a lot more, but I think that's well worth the sign up. So let's go into Tutor LMS. So it's up and coming. I've had them on my other podcast for interview. Been trying it out, and I've got some key points here. My initial response to it is they've got a strong free product, and one of its strongest area, it has a very modern UX design. I do understand why people find it really attractive because of the UX design, and there's some thought gone into it. So first of all, has this been on your radar at all, Spencer, or are you been in the hot tub too long?
Oh, we were talking before the show. My superpower in WordPress after all these 18 years is to act as like an editor of a newspaper, act as a curator, a librarian, or a collection. Your water pouring was very loud. And in this sense, there's a list of LMSs that are well-known. Oh, that looks delicious. Cheers. I just finished my mango-infused smoothie. The list we'll discuss in the second part of the show, but when you consider which things to use, I am going to come off a little bit slanted here, because since I spend my days and weeks dealing with e-commerce and e-learning in addition to sales funnels, I find that there are certain features that are available in other competitors to Tutor that Tutor doesn't have. And as such, while it's a solid product standing on its own in a vacuum, compared to its other competitors, I find it's lacking. So that's going to be the difficult angle to overcome here. It's sort of like we've had in other shows when we discuss services, where a lot of things are soda pop on the shelf or coffee on the shelf. Pick this, pick that. It's whatever. But this one has some serious limitations, and we'll get into it.
Yeah. All right. So I think installing it, getting it up and going is ease of use. I think getting it up and going and running, I've done it on a test site during the week, and I thought it was pretty easy to get up and running. I think you could say that with a lot of the competitors as well, but I think it's pretty easy to get up and running. Number three, course creation and engagement. Well, I think creating a course was pretty easy on it. Design and customization. I think that's one of its strong points, is the UX design. And you can tell that it's the experienced team behind it. They're in the... I don't think they're India. I think they're based in Bangladesh, actually. But they're an experienced team, and I think it shows in the UX design. Payment and setup, I think that's reasonably simple. And the pricing, I think you get a fair in the free product, and the other pricing is reasonably fair. So it all looks good, but, you know, why do you think, because it is definitely, I've been humming and hiring about should we support it or offer it, but you got to, if somebody wants to host with us and utilize it, fair enough. But there has to be boundaries, because you can't offer everything. You can't support everything. or you can, but you go bonkers.
Bonkers.
So it does seem to, we've had a few inquiries about it. I've had people bring it up to me, and the feedback I'm getting from the community is getting a bit of traction. Mm-hmm. You got any insight? Why do you think it is getting traction compared to?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be kind, because there is a part of this. See, if it was a disaster, I would be the first to come on and say it's a disaster. It's not. It's a tight, focused plugin. It has a metaphor that I feel most people could literally, unlike some of the other market leaders like LearnDash, that somebody could literally get up and run with this with no instructions. I just did it now. I ran off their website. They're using InstaWP like I do for things. And I just launched a demo. I threw in a couple of key components. The ability to get up and running really quickly. And I really do like this. The interface has a native classic editor, but they've got a built-in, if you go to advanced settings, you click Gutenberg, you can enable the Gutenberg editor, which is really a necessity. But the neat thing is, as soon as you get your head wrapped around the one concept you'll need for all of these LMSs, which you have a course, this is what's interesting. Normally in other LMSs, you don't need a topic. Here you need a topic in order to open up lessons. As soon as you wrap your head around that, course needs a topic or one or more. Inside each topic are lessons. You can put videos, you can put other content, all the rest is the same. Then what it does is it essentially spits that out into something I actually think is a real strong feature, because that's how we set up LearnDash. Is it's the, I will call it the don't worry what theme you're using view, or the focused view. So it out of the box gives you a full width left-hand column. You know, here's the course, here's the topic, here's the whatever. That's awesome. The failure point is not a full failure. The failure point is more on the level of granular controller things you can do. So what I'll talk about more in the second part of the show is, remember I constantly speak about the tricycle versus the 10-speed bike. If you want to win that race and go off to be in the Tour de France, you have a choice as a kid. Do I learn to ride by buying a tricycle and I'm going to try to win the Tour de France on a tricycle? Or do I start with the racing bike and I get help and put training wheels on from the beginning? Because 100% you're going to run into limitations with Tutor of things you do, can do, want to do, and more. But if you know that you'll never want anything more than a tricycle, it's a damn solid offering. But that's the problem. You got to, I'm in the business of telling people, you get one pick here, one feature. I can't go with the tricycle. I have to go with the...
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. And I do agree to some extent. I think they do offer a fair bit of integrations. They're not building a walled garden, as I call it.
No, it's not a platform, so that's good.
It's not a platform. They're not trying to do what Fryfeam tried to do, which is another well-known player in this world, folks. But they tried to produce a kind of full function SaaS product on WordPress, which is, in my opinion, folks, the worst of all worlds. You might as well just go over and utilize the SaaS, because you got none of the real benefits of the SaaS, but you got none of the real benefits of WordPress. So you got the worst of both worlds, as far as I'm concerned. But that's my opinion, folks. So they're not attempting to do that. It does offer integrations, but what is a peculiarity when you're trying to build something in the world of WordPress, folks, is you've got to understand it doesn't live on its own. It's part of a community, informal community. But where does it fit in to the rest of the elements that you're going to need to build a fully functional online business?
Your stack.
And when you're new to this, and this is why hopefully you're learning something by listening to this podcast and being influenced by me and Spence, is a lot of people can get bitten on the bum because they don't understand that. And you can hit a brick wall quite quickly, can't you?
I've now added a third, Jonathan. saying to my welcome back and Shag the Donkey is now bitten in the bum.
Bitten in the bum.
Bitten in the bum. Yes, the stack. Well, again, you know, this is just why I like to set the stage so that people understand I'm not just cranky and saying this, that, or that. I'm saying the problem with WordPress is too many choices, too many competing things. Like, you have to go to the supermarket with a list and not randomly go there hungry, or you'll just grab. You have to have a recipe, and the recipe has to be proven. Maybe call me or you the chef. In my case, with like the launch kit, I'm the chef and I say these things work and have been tested on tens of thousands of clients and students, and I can back them up because if you stick to my recipe of using these components, one is a feature called an LMS, I can give you the maximum benefit with the minimum complexity and even do things like the, you know, the updating and so forth. And that's where the problem comes in, because like WordPress has gone askew for many people with the flea market problem. I just randomly picked up stuff at the farmer's market this weekend and I'm trying to make a recipe out of it. And it just doesn't always work out.
Yeah. So, but I think obviously the two leaders in the learning management system, the clear leader is LearnDash, the second player is Lifter LMS. I think of all the other, if you're doing some searches, folks, on Google or YouTube, you're going to come across, there's a number of other players. I consider Tutor LMS to be the strongest third player in the world of LMSs and WordPress.
You said LearnDash?
I would say LearnDash is number one, Lifter yes. LMS is number two, and I would say Tutor is number three. If you, all the other players in the marketplace of WordPress, there's a number of them that I would strongly advise you not.
I would throw one in there. I would say, I agree with what you said, but I would say the third place, maybe a tie between a couple. They're all similar, like Tutor definitely, but like WP Courseware and Tutor maybe.
I wouldn't recommend WP Courseware.
Okay, so I'm just saying in terms of like that choice when you go to the supermarket, does one need to know beyond one and two? Like, if number one is out of stock on the shelf, that's a different story. But like, does anybody go to the supermarket going, I'm going to buy this bourbon, and if that's not in stock, I'm going to buy that bourbon. And if that's not in stock, nobody goes to the store for number three or four. Yeah.
So before we go in the first part of the show, what I'd like to deal with before we go, what we discuss, what the second part of the show would be about, is I noticed when I was doing my my review and looking at what was being said about Tutor LMS online and the general landscape of reviews, was that there was a couple of videos, and I was watching one just before you joined me, Spencer, where they were recommending, what do you see? I think what causes a lot of confusion, and there is overlap between what there are some leading membership plugins, and then there's, you've got LearnDash and Lifter LMS that are learning management system. And I was watching this video and they were strongly recommending MemberPress over LearnDash or Lifter. And I've got nothing against MemberPress, but I just couldn't understand the logic because they're two kind of different beasts. What's your own view on this?
Yeah, I don't put it in that category, so I don't know what they're talking about. Who is it? Where did that come from in the video?
It was from Elegant Themes.
That just is some very animated video content maker throwing in a popular name plugin just because I don't know of anything about MemberPress that's involved per se in managing the content. I think it's involved in protecting content, taking money, but that's actually I might as well throw that in since you said it. You know, when it comes to what do you need with a modern stack, you do not need a membership plugin because you have a CRM and you have a transactional engine. So WooCommerce being a transactional engine to take the money, onboard the users, use the launch flows for a sales funnel. Then you have a CRM where, using my show and tell for those who are not visual today, I'm holding up little Fortnite cards and stuff. You have a tag that you give somebody when they see or click or buy or subscribe. The tag does the content protection and the visibility control, and it also tracks the user's behavior. So there's nothing left for a membership plugin to do. And if you go back to my original statement of trying to simplify your life, rather than putting in a completely duplicative part or plugin that acts as a pinch point, use the thing that connects to everything, which is, you know, WooCommerce, and then the tags of your CRM. In this case, I would recommend Fluent, but it could be a third-party CRM, but I'd say Fluent. That's how I say MemberPress is a great product from a different generation. I absolutely recommend nobody use it because it's not necessary. The only thing it ever had that you couldn't get out of the box was something called Drip Content. I wrote a little snippet plugin. I give it away for free so you can do the same thing. Like, somebody buys your content today, you can say how many days or weeks of previous content do they get, and then everything else is dripped out. That's it. So, you know, personal choice, but getting rid of extra plugins is like doing a Marie Kondo on your business. You know, like, does it give you joy? If not, get rid of it. And you realize, like, everything's easier.
Yeah, but, you know, when you do, if you put yourself in the shoes of somebody doing a search about how to start building a membership website on WordPress, and they do general searches, they're going to be bombarded by articles, videos talking about 3 to 4 different membership plugins, and then they're going to come across LearnDash, and then they're going to come across Lifter LMS. So you must get calls from people saying, well, I've done some initial research and then I found you, Spence.
But, every day. That's my main business.
But
I'll explain it very simple. And by the way, I looked up here because I was curious. So there is an add-on from MemberPress called MemberPress Courses. Okay. And it's an add-on. So it comes, you have to pay for whatever version of MemberPress gives you that, which I'm pretty sure I'm looking at their thing. Courses. I'm looking to see if it's one of the add-ons. I don't know how the add-ons are. Basic add-ons and integration. I think you probably have to go up to their Plus or Pro. So again, $300 extra, $400 extra maybe than you need for a plugin that's not helpful. So what happens with me is I put somebody through a very simple relationship conversation, like I just met them. What are you doing? What are you trying to do? What's your problem? Most of the time, the clients come to me because of my relationship to WP Fusion and the CRM space. Oh, I'm using Salesforce and WordPress, and I'm trying to do blank, blank, blank. And I say, tell me what's in your kit right now. What's in your stack? And they reveal to me which parts they're using. And then I ask them questions. I go, oh, you give WooCommerce and MemberPress? Why? Or you're using Paid Memberships Pro and not WooCommerce? Why? And then we go through it. And it's amazing what comes out of that is that 9 out of 10 people just took advice from some YouTube video, some blogger at the flea market way back when, and they got using a membership plugin, or they got using an LMS, and then they're not really happy. They just don't have the time or the energy to try to figure it out. They have to unglue their whole situation, which is barely held together with chewing gum and Band-Aids anyways. Then I say to them, but I have an easy way for you to move off. Is that attractive? And here's what's neat about that conversation. They oftentimes save a ton of money from their choice of moving to their own CRM instead of paying for it, changing things like getting rid of redundant plugins and so forth. So that Marie Kondo is the same experience. Like, she comes to the house in the show, if you ever watched her. They go through the rooms drawer by drawer. Does this give you joy? Yes or no? And most of the stuff gets thrown out. And at the end, the person feels great. So that's what happens with me. And it's really, you know, as a free conversation, it's a great business tactic for anybody to do with their clients for a vertical niche, you know, learn what they want.
You know, then folks, in the second half of the show, we're going to be looking at the main learning management systems that you should consider or some that you shouldn't in the WordPress press space. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. Just want to point out that if you're looking for a great host and a great WordPress support resource for your membership learning management platform, why not have a look at WP Tonic? We've got over 15 years experience in the WordPress space. Plus, we've got a fantastic package that removes some of the stresses that you can face running your membership website on WordPress. You can find out all this by going over to wp-tonic.com, and you can book a consultation with us, and we'd love you to come on board. So I think one of the areas that causes a lot of confusion is LearnDash, and I think the confusion, which you don't have the confusion because you recommend WooCommerce and WooCommerce subscription as part of your solution. But I think the thing that gives a big bone to MemberPress and causes a lot of confusion in general is that LearnDash has groups. It has built in a subscription, but
you don't need to use that, though.
You don't?
No.
So, well, but I think that the way Lifter dealt with it, you know, it's got an add-on for WooCommerce, but it's got its own inbuilt subscription engine as well.
Are you referring to LearnDash now or Lifter?
Lifter. Where I think the situation with LearnDash is not very clear to somebody's.
Well, because the problem, let me help you in that regard, if I may. So when LearnDash was getting its revamp, when Justin Fairman was still the owner, spent a lot of money on refactoring the code, and they modified and fixed a lot of stuff. But it is true that because it was such a huge ecosystem, there's huge numbers of add-ons, and including an entire vertical industry from two groups, Wisdom Labs, and then Uncanny Owl. They both literally have built entire companies. Ryan Moore is doing a great job, but like he runs it out of Canada. He's got a whole industry that started as consultancy and ended up being plugins to supplement what LearnDash could do. Along the way, they fixed a lot of things. But imagine a 747, if you've ever seen a picture, one of those dashboards, or a A380, one of these modern aircraft, you know, huge things. It's an airplane, but man, oh man, is that different than if you got into like a little Cessna or a little, you know, glider with a few controls. I think the problem is that most people think they need all that stuff, but they don't. What we teach with the, you know, LaunchKit platform is we want to use the underpinnings of that feature of LearnDash, but we just don't use 99% of it. But because we've used the number one thing that's already been refactored in the industry and we provide the support, you get all of the best stuff, but yet at the simplicity of only using a couple of features. Like, you don't need groups. You don't need to use it to sell stuff. We just connect it with the LearnDash WooCommerce connector, and then we apply tags. Stuff like that is transformational, because I use that metaphor of like parts and cars. BMW could make custom wheels, but they don't. They have another manufacturer like Momo. They could make car stereos. They go to Blaupunkt or somebody or Alpine or whomever. The fact is that LearnDash has a great product, but when you put it into your own production and product and solution, you can leave off most of the stuff that's confusing. But you're right. If you try to jump into Tutor, as I just indicated, versus jumping into LearnDash, Tutor is the tricycle. You can ride away in like 15 minutes without looking at the instructions. I literally just confirmed that. And they have a demo. You can learn. You need somebody to set it up or hold your hand to get rid of the 747 A380 complexity and just...
Yeah, so can you give some insight of why, what are the fins? Because I am correct that it is not intuitive when you're new to LearnDash how you're going to take the subscription payment. You get kind of pushed into signing up with something like MemberPress, don't you?
Well, let's use a different word because I don't think intuitive is a good word. I know where you're gunning for, though. It's not intuitive. It's just that LearnDash has so many possibilities. The choices are endless, whereas Tutor doesn't, right? And even with Tutor, it's not really clear to anybody how to actually take the money. I mean, you have to do some research. Even as I'm sitting here now looking at the demo, it's not intuitively obvious how to take the money on this. So here's the things that we do with an LMS that simplify it. And if you took the most powerful market leader, and by the way, in fairness, this could apply to Lifter LMS, but I want to just say going into this, we're really good friends with the whole team there, right? You know, Chris and everybody else. You know, Kurt works here on the show and Will and so forth. But they're like a family to their clients. I don't think anybody's pretending that their code base has been refactored. It works well. They're building and improving it. But the guy who used to be their, you know, the partner and the main coder, he wrote it like as he went. So they supplement those issues by the personal support and the relationship, but they also sell differently. So Lifter's free and you're paying for, you know, the add-ons, whereas LearnDash is paid and you get all the add-ons included. So let's talk about just LearnDash for the sake of argument. Number one, the biggest thing that throws everybody off is how do I sell my paid courses? LearnDash has this cockamamie metaphor that has never been fixed that you don't get with Tutor because it doesn't want to be prescriptive. So there's 60 different ways to do stuff, like five types of courses, you know, free, but you got to register, paid. You got to understand what you're selling, why and how to set it up. And then you have to decide how to output the information about buying. But then LearnDash has its built-in ability to take money itself through a Stripe gateway or a PayPal gateway. I say, knock all of that off. All you need is to use LearnDash to just make the course. That's it. You make a closed course or a free course. The other options I could talk about, but just understand, it's either everybody can see this, everybody can see this after they register for free, or everybody can see this after they register after paying. But the payment does not come from LearnDash directly. It comes from WooCommerce. And the onboarding process is something that comes from when you buy a product or subscribe to a product, their connector actually very easily lets you pick which course or courses can you get when you subscribe. Done. Number two, design. LearnDash did one great thing before Justin left the building, and that is they put this focus mode in place. But they've also, through integration with Cadence, it's Cadence's benefit, which is what I use in the launch kit solution, is that you have an immediate, beautiful, neutral output of your coursework. Because up until then, trying to get LearnDash to look good on the 50 million different themes was a Sisyphean task, rolling a ball up the hill. So if you use either focus mode or you use Cadence, you could just show a course in the lessons and it's gorgeous, whether it's, you know, boxed in or full width. Number three, the things that you talked about, which are available, which are awesome, because if you need to win the Tour de France, you're going to need them. Groups, certificates, having progress through quizzes with scores, gamification. I could go on and on and
which
on.
Which none of that you're going to get with a member price.
You're not going to get it with the third and fourth and the other choices. Those are the Tour de France things that You don't need those to ride around the driveway in the tricycle, but boy, oh boy, you better have that carbon fiber wheel.
So I just want to clarify, because I think it's going to be very useful for our listeners. Is this, so you're saying that you can get to the real nitty gritty. So LearnDash have got a payment, but they've done it in such a, I'm trying to find the right word, Spencer. What is the right word for it? It's not very clear how you set it up, and they've got different parts to it that it causes a load of people just give up and they buy a membership plugin.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. What I would describe it as, I would say it differently. Let's put it like this. LearnDash has all of the high-end features and complexity. And whenever you offer that much high-end capacity and complexity, you're trying to please everybody from the kid learning the tricycle up to the Tour de France racer. Oh. It's really hard. Where do I start? I have an infinite number of things this could do, right? So that's the nature of the problem. And so one has to be prescriptive for their own customers. But what I'm suggesting is that in doing so, you can end up with something that works out very well, but you have to just take away the things that are confusing so that your end user, your customer, or even yourself doesn't bother with them. And that's what I'm saying. Having the power under the hood, the future proofing of what's available that it could do, but just don't use it to sell stuff. Don't use it for a course page. Don't, if you don't need it yet, don't use the certificates and the groups and the quiz scoring and da, 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 da. But you know what you can do out of the box? A beautiful course that looks good in either focus mode or on a page using Cadence, or, you know, I'm going to just say we're using Cadence because that's a boom, done. And then you can use the tags, the same tags that eliminated the need for membership, right? So WooCommerce, that same product that sells the subscription access to your course, gives you a tag. That is what you use to track in your CRM where somebody is, like they've subscribed. And another tag says, oh, they started their new course, because it tells you. And you can even put tags in like took lesson one, got a quiz and got an 87%. So you can add complexity. But if you just know they bought the course, got enrolled automatically and started it, your CRM can handle the normal, oh, send them an email. And if in 2 weeks they haven't gotten a lesson two, send them a reminder to go faster or whatever. That's getting rid of 90% of what LearnDash does and just using the core stuff. So you start fast, but you don't get hung up on all the extra, you know, what I don't need. Mm. And then you're not stuck.
When you do research, let's have a quick discussion about Fry Themes and what they offer. Because if you do some research on the internet and you do some research on YouTube about marketing automation, landing pages, you're going to come up with a subsection of videos and about three or four people that are making a lot of videos and content from the chocolate factory. But before that, you know, when Shane and his co-founder run, you're going to find a lot of content. So what do you say about Fife Themes and their landing page and their other marketing automation? Because there's a lot of content about that. I'm just interested in what your thoughts are.
Well, first of all, we've had this conversation and I've got caught making the mistake. So I just want to be clear make sure I'm not making a mistake now. There's ThriveCart and then there's Thrive Themes.
Yes.
And this is a Thrive Themes product, not to be confused with ThriveCart, which, by the way, is more confusing because one of the products they offer is like some kind of e-commerce solution, blah, blah, blah. But their main suite is like the theme builder, the architect, the leads, the apprentice, the automator, whatever. We both met with the CEO. I think she goes by CEO, but she's a lovely person, very smart. Their problem is their two founder developers started making this stuff in a world that has passed. And I think it was Shane and Paul, maybe it was somebody else. But the bottom line is kind of like Divi, to a certain extent, maybe like Beaver Builder, but let's say like Divi, the world that was there is no longer there. So they've got an audience that is using their stuff, but their stuff just doesn't live in the world we're in today for a lot of reasons. So they have to be smart about it. And I give them all credit. They're focusing on just, okay, we're going to work with what we got. And the promise of what we're going to do in the future is not necessarily there. So when you look, for example, at integration, I just mentioned tags, right? Whereas LearnDash has an infinite array of places where you can use tags to see that somebody has seen or clicked or done or processed or approved or finished or whatever. You get like very little of that. And in order to get even basic connectivity through something like a WP Fusion, you have to use this Thrive Automator plugin. So everything is like a Band-Aid or two away to connection, whereas the normal stuff that is at the first level, it's just native integration. Again, I'm leaning heavily on WP Fusion here, but even so with like WooCommerce and otherwise. So my takeaway is I wouldn't recommend anybody start over Thrive Themes with stuff. It'd be like kind of an Access Alley conversation where, again, Nathalie and her husband are wonderful, lovely people, but like they've decided to build a platform in a plugin and you drive on the wrong side of the road and that's it. But if you're going to start from scratch, why would you choose to do that? So I know it's, you know, I come across sometimes as like, I don't, first of all, I get no money, no affiliates. I'm not pumping anybody. I don't take a dollar of money from anybody. This is just objectively my experience after tens of thousands of customers. If you're starting from scratch today, why would you choose a number 5 or 6 or 7 plugin and then bury yourself in all of the exceptions that you have to make up for because they're not fully compatible with the rest of the top end stuff?
I think I understand why people still go to Thrive Themes and other solutions because I think there's still I don't know if the situation could be made better. I'd imagine it can be. There's a kind of fragmentation about which Kajabi and their marketing really zeroes into with right. We offer a library of themes. We offer landing pages. We offer pipelines which have pre-written emails and triggers.
Yeah. And there's a lot of stuff built into the system if you buy into the system.
And that's what Thrive Themes offers to some extreme, or it seems to. So there, you still, if you want, you've used LearnDash or Lifter, but you want landing pages and then you want some automations.
But that's let's stop on that for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. The conversations I have with people free. Where are you in your stack? I haven't done this yet. I want to do it. Okay. I have a stack of stuff and Thrive Themes, this or that is one of them. Or I have a stack of stuff and Thrive Themes is not one of them. What I'm saying is, Divi had at the last check over 825,000 people using the plugin. Elementor had 15 million. They both left the building to go do their own thing because they recognized the marketplace fragmentation and this flea market economy have reached its end of life, let's say. It's not long for the world because there's no sustainability in a world where 15 different companies are trying to produce it. So what they have done is what I'm saying Thrive Themes has done. They claim on their site, which I believe they have 115,000 customers, 114,000, almost 115,000 customers. They're taking those kids and they're going to continue making cool stuff for the kids. That's it. And if they continue making cool stuff for those kids will stay forever because those kids are locked into the camp where they started in a nice way, by the way, nice, you know, summer camp. And that's the point. They're not like nobody, if they were given the objective facts, would go, oh, I have a choice. I can use these 5 top tier best of class plugins to achieve the features I want. And I push a button with Spencer, whomever, and I get them. Or I'm going to go and use stuff that was from 12 years ago with code factoring and all these things that I got to do to like figure out how to make it work. And it doesn't work with any of the modern stuff. I'm going to use that from scratch? Never. Who would do that? The only reason you'd use their stuff is because if you're in their ecosystem, if you're a camper there, you're very appreciative of their very lovely team, very smart people, keep making cool stuff. But so does Divi. Yet, I just hear crickets when the word Divi is mentioned these days because I wouldn't recommend Divi to anybody anymore. I actually have gone on record as saying, even though I think Elementor is like a market leader, I wouldn't recommend Elementor to anybody. I'd recommend just Gutenberg with Cadence. And that's because it's the baseline when I try to figure out what's the easiest, best way to make all these things fit as a system. That is what I've come up with after tens of thousands of iterations and all these years and real world working clients from startup to enterprise. There's a million other ways to tinker. Don't get me wrong, but you don't buy a car by buying parts. You buy a car because some company decided these are the parts that go together well, like it or don't.
So I think I fundamentally, I don't always agree with everything Spence says, but I do fundamentally agree what he's outlined here. And I just want to put my spin on this, Spence, and then get your feedback, and then we can wrap up the show, is that this is what you got to understand, folks, when you're dealing with WordPress, is you don't want to go to the extreme, which I consider Five Themes to be that extreme, what I call a total walled garden, where they seem to be offering the solution to the flea market metaphor that Spence utilizes. But be warned that you're in this walled garden, and in some ways you'd probably be better off, if you want the walled garden, you'd be probably better off looking at a true SaaS solution, if that's what your bag is. But on the other hand, you don't want to go totally flea market, because if you go totally flea market, you're probably going to go bonkers. There's too much out there. So what you've got to choose is you've got to choose your stack. You've got to choose the best of breed. You've got to understand which fundamental building block that's going to solve a problem, and then link them together so you're not entrapped, but you're not totally sucked into the flea market.
That's well said. I was interrupted, but sorry. But the point I'm saying is, like, if you went to choose a SaaS product, right? Think about the reality. You can't change the software features on the SaaS. You can request features be added or changed, but you have to wait for them to do it. And in a weird way, that's both a limitation and a benefit. You get the simplicity of, it's not easy, but like I had a client yesterday who joined up again for the LaunchKit platform who wanted to add social networking features. And we discussed whether to do it with BuddyBoss or to do it on one of the 7 to 10 independent social platforms, one of which, you know, like as a founder that I cut my teeth on in the early days. If you look at those independent social network, not social sharing, but you know, a social network like BuddyBoss or BuddyPress.
Community platforms.
Like Circle and, you know, whatever. Those things are for people that want a community of people interacting back and forth with each other. Those features can be achieved with a lot of work and a lot of management. But like, if you just want it for that, maybe easy just to connect it. But the features are the features are the features. So when you look at comparing them, you're comparing them on features and you're paying one price and that's it. The software's updated. There's somebody who will take your request. They'll help you. But there's not an element of, you've got a groups feature in the Circle thing. I have 17 different choices for which software to run for the groups thing. No, it's one feature called the groups inside of this platform that's a SaaS solution. And I'm saying, I view WordPress from August 1st of this year onward as a WAS, WordPress as a service, where Spence and LaunchKit are curating out just like as if you went to another thing. And if you go to an expert like you or somebody else, you can always add to it and change it. But by having that as the starting point for anybody, I think we can move WordPress into a different place where the tinkering can be replaced by just, here's the set of Legos and let's just make stuff with that until or unless I'm at the stage where I know better. And then, you know, I own it and control it.
Yeah, I can see. So I think so. We looked at Tudor. What are some of the, we looked at Fife themes, like I say. I'm really trying not to be having a go at them because they have their business model, which is offering an all-embracing walled garden. And if you're into that, I think you're going to be happy, but you've got to know what you're getting into, which I think a lot of people don't for understandable reasons. So what are some of the other learning management stroke solutions that come on your radar? I think WP Courseware is one that I wouldn't recommend it, but I think you're a bit different. I think you're...
I wouldn't recommend it, but I'm saying it comes on my radar a lot. It has the same limits, maybe more, of not really having deep integration and stuff, and it's definitely vintage. So I would not recommend it to anyone, but I have several clients that somehow ended up on it. Similarly, I mean, there's Access Ally, Course Press, eLearn Commerce, Learn Press, Lifter LMS, and Learn Dash, we discussed. Memberoni, I'll talk about that for a second. I'll come back to that. Sensei, I'll come back to that in a second. We talked about Thrive, Uncanny Learn Dash groups, which is interesting because that's really not an extra thing. That's just a way to organize Learn Dash stuff. But that's Ryan Moore's company, which is a very awesome company. But it's, you know, second tier. You know, it's running to make stuff for Learn Dash. WP Complete and WP LMS. Now, Memberoni is a community. I'm pretty sure it's Callie Willow and her husband, as I remember. I haven't seen or heard from them in a while. Memberoni is a plugin that they made, which is like a hybrid theme that it's the ultimate example of how if you are just a rank beginner and you want to join like a retreat taught by specific people, that's what Memberoni does. But it doesn't do it in any way that I would recommend to anybody who is not like just a member of their membership tribe. You know, in some ways, like Access Ally. Access Ally is a bit of a nice cult of personality. You accept the founder and you know, I mean, maybe I'm asking the same thing of my people, but the difference is the people who follow me, I'm saying these are objectively best-in-class plugins that I don't change or do anything. They're making special plugins that are frameworks. And if you get into that, you're not getting out of that without a lot of pain. On the other hand, Sensei, there's an interesting story behind it. And this is an example of probably a WP Tonic show, but the fellow who's been put in charge of it, I'll leave his name out of it, is a very nice guy, very smart, now works for Automattic. He's got a nice family, nice gig. He got drawn into being in charge of this thing. And I said to him, Sensei's origin story was it originally came out of the Woo themes team back when it was Woo. And it was the first kind of LMS in its day, but it just had horrendous like gaps. Automattic, of course, acquired Woo and all the rest of the stuff, which is how we got to WooCommerce. But then they tried last year to revive it. And when they tried to revive it, I said to this person, and we had private meetings, and he was very lovely about it. I said, like, this could be amazing. It's a great chance to have something that works internally. But just like me getting a job over at the WP Tavern to work for Automattic, I had about that much chance of getting any kind of budget or cooperation to work on the product. So the product itself is below Tudor LMS in terms of its capacity. And it's being made, in my opinion, even worse by the fact that it's gotten sucked into the whole Jetpack slash, you know, what they're trying to do with Automattic with WooCommerce and pimping stuff out as a platform in the middle of the open source plugin world and so forth. So nothing to do with the guy running the product or the seven or so people on their team, but very disappointing because that was like, there was a moment in time that I thought somebody would actually take a bite on the, let's make this the perfect lightweight plugin for doing LMS as a feature that works with these other things. And they're just not going to have any of it. So, and that's it. There's a lot of politics in this world. By the way, it's not the purpose of the show, but like the right-hand henchman of Matt Mullenweg, Otto, came out from his dark Sith Lord, whatever, to comment
on the Sith Lord Otto.
So he never gets on Twitter. He got on Twitter finally. And I'm sure he's a nice person somewhere under that, but he's enjoyed, I'm sure, for the last decade being the henchman, the hitman for Mullenweg. And so he came out to comment. But the point is, there's only a few select people that actually make decisions at Automattic or make decisions at WordPress.com. And in doing so, it infests WordPress.org because they still have their hands in controlling all that. And that's one of the things I feel like we do to offset, especially on the other show on Friday, is to say, that's not the factual truth. And so that's why I give these stories.
I think you get the shows mixed up, actually.
I'm not trying to mix it up. I'm saying in the same context when we talk about like why Tutor is an interesting example of a great team of people, loving, good support. But you have to understand you've got to be one of the 115,000 people that have their products to even understand why to go there. It's important to understand why you would not touch Sensei unless you didn't understand what's going on. Because...
I agree with the core of your position. I'm just a little bit more laid back about it because I think competition to some extent is innovative. But I am a little bit cautious about getting sucked into walled gardens. But I think Tutor, it just depends where you are in your membership business. Have you already got a tribe? Have you got a social network? Are you seen as a thought leader in your niche? Where are you in building an audience? Because I think this is also, just to wrap up, Spence, this is linked to the idea that we will build and they will come. And no, they are not. You've got to have some form of audience and normally, and then build your membership business on this audience.
None of it matters anyway. I mean, if you think about why you're doing it, if you were just saying like, I'm starting out today. Okay. You've joked about it. It's true. 90% of people don't even have something to sell yet as a creator. And so what I say to people is this whole worry over which LMS to use is way less important than do you actually have something to sell that you've created that solves somebody's pain point? And you can do that with, I have this amazing computer. I just bought it at the Walgreens and it comes with these accessories. I think this is made from a dead tree and some, India ink. But the point is, this works amazingly well. Yesterday, I had a problem. I had to order a refrigerator, and I wrote down the name of the guy at the store when I talked to him on the telephone, like it was 1970. And you know what? It worked better than working online. So people overestimate which things are their priority in favor of the technology and never in favor of the get the money from people to give them something and then worry about what it is you deliver it with.
Yeah. All right, then, Spence, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
WPLaunchify.com or social media, Spencer Foreman, leave the E off of Foreman. The Launch Kit platform has launched. And as I said, it's a starting point for either end users or tinkerers or those who want to actually sell sites and solutions for their customers in a vertical way, like franchisee, franchisor. You're a creator that has a course that teaches people something that they need their own website for. And because of the way we built it, exactly as I described, those that grow out of the nest after they hatch may decide to take on the services of a company like yours to do custom stuff. We both have an alignment, I would think it's fair to say, on which tools and which things are in the stack. And that's the important part, because by having this kind of starting point, all the software is included, the automatic updates, the like common sense and the evergreen lessons to avoid the two problems. That is shiny ball syndrome or building Frankenstein monsters. So we don't have to have people call me up like, oh, Spence, I spent 6 months and now all my hair is gone because I pulled it out. How do I fix it? I'm like, or you could have just pretended like WordPress is a service. You press the button and boom. And you know what's cool about that? If you have a need for some feature that doesn't exist, I'll just write it in or code it in or put it in. And if you need help beyond that, you could go to somebody like Jonathan's service and they can take it farther.
Yeah, I think folks, what we're trying to say is the benefit of WordPress is design ownership. And with some common sense knowledge and understanding what you're getting into, you can avoid a lot of the pitfalls. And this is what this podcast is about, giving you down to earth advice so you don't get sucked in to some pitfalls that you weren't aware of. And if you just follow some basic understanding, you'll have a great time and be able to build a great business on WordPress for you and your family. We will be back next week with another discussion or interview. We've got some interviews coming up. We will be, but like I say, back next week, folks. See you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.